Texas authorities arrest 6 Chinese special interest aliens in camouflage. Texas authorities arrested 6 Chinese nationals dressed in camouflage who were allegedly attempting to evade capture after crossing the border illegally into the United States, officials said, describing them as special interest aliens. Lieutenant Chris Olivares, a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, said on May 27 that the Chinese nationals were apprehended by U.S. Border Patrol agents on a private ranch in Maverick County near the Texas-Mexico border. The 6 Chinese nationals were among a group of 12 illegal immigrants apprehended during the late-night operation, Olivares said in a post on X. All 6 were dressed in camouflage clothing. The Department of Homeland Security defines a special interest alien as someone who, based on an analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk to the United States or its interests. The apprehension was the second operation carried out in Maverick County on the night of May 26 involving illegal immigrants allegedly attempting to avoid detection. Olivares said that tracking K-9 Bona and her handler assisted Border Patrol agents in tracking and apprehending 7 illegal immigrants on another private ranch in the county. The group included nationals from Mexico, Guatemala, India, Ecuador, and Cuba. These apprehensions highlight the ongoing efforts in deterring criminal activity along the southern border and the critical partnership between Texas DPS and our federal partners under Operation Lone Star, Olivares said in a statement. Border security is national security. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a post on X that Operation Lone Star continues nonstop to arrest illegal immigrants along our border. Operation Lone Star, launched in 2021, is a Texas-led border security initiative involving multiple law enforcement agencies aimed at curbing illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and other cross-border criminal activity. Similar cases reported in South Texas. Texas authorities have reported several similar incidents in recent months involving Chinese nationals apprehended after illegally crossing the southern border, with some also allegedly wearing camouflage clothing. In February, Texas DPS said troopers stopped a vehicle in Maverick County and discovered 4 people smuggled inside, all dressed in camouflage. One of the passengers was identified as Beibei Liu, 34, a Chinese national classified as a special interest alien. In another case earlier this month, a DPS brush team working alongside U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended 6 people during multiple encounters near Roma in Starr County. Olivares later said one of the individuals was a Chinese national designated as a special interest alien. Authorities said all 6 individuals arrested in the Starr County operation were wearing colored wristbands commonly used by transnational criminal organizations to indicate payment status and coordinate movement along cartel-controlled smuggling routes. Expanded immigration enforcement push. The latest arrests come amid a broader push by the Trump administration to intensify immigration enforcement and increase deportations. White House border czar Tom Homan said in an interview published on May 20 that the administration was seeking to raise deportation numbers further, despite what he described as a temporary slowdown earlier this year tied to operational and funding disruptions. "We are after everyone, but again, you've got to prioritize those who are the biggest threats to our national security, public safety," Homan told the Washington Examiner. Homan said roughly 800,000 illegal immigrants had been removed from the country since President Donald Trump returned to office, adding that hundreds of thousands of those removed were criminals or public safety threats. Meanwhile, DHS announced on May 26 a new directive aimed at combating fraud in the U.S. asylum system. Under the policy, immigration and customs enforcement attorneys will receive expanded authority to pursue enforcement actions against immigration lawyers accused of filing fraudulent asylum claims or coaching clients to conceal information from authorities. DHS General Counsel James Percival said the administration was moving to address what he described as widespread abuse of asylum protections. "Protection claims like asylum are intended to cover unique and narrow circumstances, but it is standard practice for immigration attorneys representing illegal aliens to assert that virtually every illegal alien is going to be persecuted or tortured in his or her home country," Percival said in a statement. The American Immigration Lawyers Association criticized the directive, calling it a chilling directive, targeting immigration attorneys and rejecting allegations of systemic fraud within the asylum system. Jack Phillips and Naveen Athrapali contributed to this report.